It is 2:37 on the mighty 790 KFGO on the Mike McFeely Show on a Thursday afternoon. I made the pledge yesterday to get all of the newly elected members of Morehead City government on the program as quickly as I could. We had Mary Daly on yesterday, who won the first ward city council seat. We had the newly elected mayor on yesterday, Delray Williams. In the lineup today is the newly elected councilman from the fourth ward in Morehead. That's a southern part of town, a Village Green type area. And more than that, we'll have Chuck outline exactly who he represents. But I want to welcome to the Mike McFeely Show, Chuck Hendrickson, the new fourth ward city councilman in Morehead. Hello, Mr. Hendrickson. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
Congratulations. After having a day off to think about it, what do you think about being a new city councilman in Morehead?
It's a good feeling. You know, we worked hard during the campaign, and on Tuesday night we came up on top.
So explain, and I mentioned a little part of the ward that you represent, but kind of give us the rough outline of the area that you represent now in Morehead, Chuck.
Fourth ward consists of the old Comstock neighborhood, the area over by Allen Hopkins and that area, all the way to 20th Street, pretty much all of Village Green, and then the Reinertsen Elementary School area, so all in that area.
Okay. When you found out you won on Tuesday night, what was your first reaction? Was it joy? Was it surprise? Was it horror? What was it, Chuck?
Well, Mike, it was a little bittersweet. I had lost my mother the night before on Monday, and I lost her at about 9:30 that night. So I was, I wasn't really paying attention to, the results because I was, we're in the stages of planning a funeral and getting things done. But I was trying to get some sleep that night. I was laying in bed with my little boy, Max, and we were, just watching some movies. And my boy, Marty, who helped me door knock throughout the campaign, was watching local news station here. And he said, "Dad, it's real close." And it was 2 out of 4 precincts reporting. So I got up and, looked at the Secretary of State's website for Minnesota. And when I looked at that, it was 25 votes ahead with 3 out of 4 precincts reporting. So my heart started pumping and all of a sudden became, energized. And then, when I refreshed my computer screen, it showed 4 out of 4 and I had won. So I was, I was very happy at that point, but, I still had my mother in my heart.
Well, yeah, no kidding. You talk about the lows and the highs all in a matter of moments. And, you couldn't illustrate any better than that. You have a devastating loss of your mother one day, and the next day you win the election that you've been working so darn hard for so many months. It's got to be just, all in 24-hour span, just the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows, right?
Yeah, that Monday night, watching Mom go through that, she had a stroke 2 weeks ago, and just watching her, decline like that. It was tough, and then Monday night was real rough, but, she always wanted me to run for office, and something told me way back in August that you need to file so your mom can watch you run. So I did, and I've always wanted to be in public service. So I did file and, talked with Mom, and she was always politically minded. She was a chairman of the Roosevelt County DFL delegation up there in Roosevelt County. So I've always had politics ingrained, and, she did see me, run this campaign and run for office up until, the day that she died, the Monday night before she died.
Sure. So. Okay. When you were out door knocking, Chuck, and by the way, I'm sorry for your loss, and I know that all the listeners of KFGO and everybody in the city of Morehead certainly feels that same way. So I need to get out there too. I'm sorry for your loss. You bet.
Thanks, Mike.
When you're out door knocking, Chuck, in Fourth Ward in Morehead, what were people telling you? What was the number one concern in their minds? And after you answer that question, what do you plan to do about it as their new representative?
The biggest, I don't know if I want to say complaint, was, there's lack of businesses. I there's open businesses everywhere, like strip malls and that. And they said, "What are we going to do to add more business to Morehead?" And, one of my plans was to add student housing up on the First Avenue North, to cater to some of these college students in town. We've got 14,000 college students here. Let's build some housing. Let's leverage some of the high-speed internets. Let's build some shops around those college students, you know, because then, you know, they're going to spend money, and that'll help Morehead business grow, so.
When it comes to, you know, I had on Mary Daly yesterday, and I had on the new mayor, excuse me, Delray Williams yesterday, and one of the things they said was they're hearing a lot about just basic city services. You know, people seem to be concerned not only about new businesses coming to Morehead, and I live on that side of the river, so I sure hear many of the same things, but just, you know, things like getting the streets plowed on time and making sure that people have just city services. I think that some people feel that, you know, from a city perspective, that is sort of, at least in some neighborhoods, kind of fallen off the last few years, Chuck. Did you hear some of that same stuff too?
Yeah, actually in the Reinertsen neighborhood way south, some of the people in the cul-de-sacs out there weren't plowed out for a week. And so I heard about snow plow removal. You know, if you're going to add roads to Morehead, we should probably plan for snow removal because we're going to get a few blizzards during during the winter.
We might get one or two. I think we might. So
yeah, you know, if you're gonna add, you know, we should plan accordingly. You know, get a little foresight there, and you know. And so I heard a lot about snow plowing, and then there's been water main breaks around Morehead too, and I think it's a failing infrastructure. So I think we need to address those needs also.
Well, I think infrastructure, and actually Joel Heitkamp and I were just talking about this today, this morning, that, you know, not only in Morehead, but one of America's problems in the next 10, 20, 30 years might be just basic infrastructure, because it seems like we're not investing so much in infrastructure anymore, just the basics of life, like water pipes and sewage and all those things. It just kind of seems like we're falling behind in that. And I wonder if a city like Morehead, and maybe you can answer this, maybe you can't, Chuck, but I wonder if a city like Morehead, you know, has that coming down the road at it too.
I think so, you know, because I lived in over by South Park in Morehead. I've seen two water main breaks around here. I don't know if they're fitting old pipes with new pipes or something, that something's not working. But yeah, I mean, water is a necessity of life, right? We need to get water to everybody. And, you know, and with the country, you know, it's just infrastructure's failing. We need to fix it. I don't care what, you know, what needs to be done. But a failing infrastructure isn't a sign of a strong country or a strong community. So,
I don't.
You know, I don't know the plan to fix it, but I do know we need to fix it, so we need to work on that because, you know, infrastructure is the building blocks of the community.
It certainly is. Have you had a chance to talk with other councilmen? And again, I know you've had a thousand other things in your mind, but have you had a chance since the election to reach out to some of the other council members, or, you know, either the newly elected ones or the sitting ones, or have you not had that communication yet, Chuck?
No. You know, most of the council members have sent me texts and notes and emails, you know, with, you know, condolences for my mom, but no, I haven't really talked policy with anybody.
Okay.
Or you know, any of the needs of Morehead yet.
Sure. But I gotcha. Okay. Chuck, are you going to hit the ground running? You're not going to be sworn in, I don't think, until after the first of the year, and you have some personal business to take care of, but, you know, what's your plan between now and when you're actually become a sitting council member?
I just want to learn as much about Morehead as I can, you know, all the financial aspects, you know, some of the problems, you know. Always, I'm going to read more, get more, you know, be more informed about, you know, the infrastructure more, like we were just talking about, what they're doing to attract new business, and just, you know, learn as much about as more as I can before, you know, I start my council term.
You got it. All right, Chuck, thank you. Thanks for coming on today. And again, our condolences from not only KFGO, but from all of our listeners. So we're sorry about that again, and congratulations on your victory. So a couple, just like we started the conversation, kind of a low and a high all in the same time, but it's been good to talk to you, Chuck. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Mike. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Chuck Hendrickson, newly elected city council member, fourth ward in the city of Morehead.